Message number 791. Those who followed the word of God laid down by the prophets before me were the first to spit at me. Tuesday, May 14, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, to those amongst my disciples who are suffering because of their belief in these messages from heaven, I have this to say. Difficult though your suffering is, you must know that you have been blessed with my gift given to you to help open your eyes to the truth. The abuse you will have to endure in my name because of your loyalty to these messages will come from those close to you. In particular, many sacred servants of mine who refuse to seek me out through this my holy word will cause you the most upset. You will be vilified, belittled, challenged, criticized, and mocked, and yet these same people profess to speak in my holy name. You must endure this pain just as my apostles and disciples had to bear it. During my time on earth, I was cast out of the temples of God. My disciples were warned to keep away from me or face banishment from the church if they were seen with me. When they spoke my holy word and spread my teachings, they were threatened and whipped in some cases. They were made spectacles of. Those who followed the word of God laid down by the prophets before me were the first to spit at me. Their anger was caused by the fact that I spoke the truth, for they did not want to hear the truth. It frightened them and made them uncomfortable. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, my apostles were hated after my ascension by many who worshipped in the temples. And although their suffering was great and the voices of opposition screamed loudly in their presence, it did not matter. Nothing can prevent my word from spreading. No voice will be loud enough. No argument will be credible enough. No venom will be strong enough. My power is impossible to conquer. My Holy Spirit will draw billions of souls into the safety of my new paradise. All voices of discontent will be quietened and all opposition will be suppressed, for the intervention of my Father will ensure that the brambles and boulders which litter the path of truth will be eradicated. Only my voice will remain. It will be the only voice of authority which will be sustained, and then the great day will come. Your Jesus.